Text or WhatsApp Neil now. 0868 104 106.
The Neil Prendeville Show on Red FM.
I'm always amazed at what Promise calls and the things that I talk about on air. I think that Patrick has a bit, you know, all the old sayings, particularly the ones regarding the weather. Another old saying is, I think he has a crow to pluck with me. Patrick, good morning. You've heard all the old sayings. Can you hear me all right? Okay, he's not sorted yet. So as soon as we, are you there now, Patrick?
I am, Neil. How are you?
I'm just saying you have a crow to pluck with me on this morning.
Gee, Neil, I'm very... Do you know something? All the years I know you're listening to this show, do you know something? You've shattered me.
Why?
Shattered me. You've shattered my life, the whole lot, everything, believing that when cows lie down, that it's going to rain.
I don't believe it, because the research is out saying that's just a load of old codswallop.
You said it's a load of bullocks.
Bullocks.
Yeah, obviously, I'm saying the word, yeah. Neil, my father is dead 34 years, told me this. I passed it to my son. And every time we pass a field, our father comes in back into our lives. You've now taken it away from us.
My apologies. Oh, my God.
After all, I'm not even going to...
I've disrespected the memory of your father.
I'm not going to salute you in the market. Nothing.
Well, it says this morning, and this is the research, that if you look at the reliability scale out of 10 as to different animals and species predicting the weather, cows get 1 out of 10. They're saying, here's the thing, it turns out that the theory is a load of old bullocks, because a cow lies down to chew the cud or to have a nap or because other cows are doing it. Full stop.
Who's they saying it?
The research.
Who's
they? The researchers.
Right, okay, so you take every farmer in Ireland, right,
yeah,
who has passed it down to his kids. So now you're saying every farmer in Ireland is talking a load about bullocks and told their children this and they're all wrong.
No, they lie down because they're lazy or they're tired.
Sure. You're after going to Fine Gael.
I'm a blue shirt now as well as everything else, am I?
Exactly, you're a blue shirt. It's filling us all with false propaganda and hope and telling us everything is lies, and I don't know. I'm very disappointed.
Yeah, let people hold on to what they have. Who's to say it's wrong anyway?
All the farmers can be wrong.
Okay, but like there are other ones as well. You know this one, red sky at night, shepherd's delight. Red sky in the morning, yeah, shepherd's warning. You know that one?
And yeah, red sky, the sky is red at night. The sky is red, the devil is dead. There's no school in the morning.
Swallows fly high, the weather will be dry. Swallows flying low, exactly, the rain will follow.
Exactly. So and you see, all the knowledge that I get from this show and all the help you do from people, it's destroyed. What am I going to do?
There's loads of them. When soot falls down the chimney, it's a sign of a storm, apparently. When the sheep head for the heights, the weather will be fine. If the cat washes over her ear, rain is near. There's loads of these.
Yeah, and as they say, like, bury your warts with meat and it'll disappear.
They say that the most reliable are the swallows, the honeybees, the ducks and the frogs, not the cows.
One thing we know anyway that can't be more reliable anymore is you.
Appreciate that. Thank you for that dressing down. Thank you for that dressing down.
I'm only joking. I'm only joking.
Leave the old sayings and the old beliefs alone, says Patrick. Fair play to you, boy.
Exactly. You're shattering my father's dreams.
All right, let me...
What he told us.
Stay listening, actually. I want to go west to London to Sean the Shanachie. Sean, good morning.
Good morning, Neil. How are you
all down South Kerry way?
We're all good, and there might be an interruption from my cocky here in a second, but he's doing okay.
Your who?
At present. My cocky.
The goat?
My rooster.
Oh,
my rooster.
Do you rely on the rooster to predict the weather, or do you rely on any animals to predict the weather accurately?
Well, the goats are a great sign of the rain, because they really like the shelter, and I have a system now where they can go into the shed if it's raining, but if by any chance they can't get in, they'll start bleating mad and shouting.
So,
and even if the rain is coming, they'll start giving out. But, and I have a neighbour who brings in the washing the minute she hears the goats giving out.
Okay, but let me just drill into that a little bit. You say the goats come down from the mountains or come in from the fields when there's a... rain coming.
Definitely, that's a real sign of
okay,
bad weather, or something.
But would that be way in advance of you knowing that it's going to rain, or at the same time?
Oh God, yeah. If you saw the goats coming off the mountain, the wild goats now, you'd say, oh yeah, there's something bad coming along.
Okay. Is that to do with a change in... Who's that?
That's me cocky.
So is that to do with the change in air pressure or something?
I think so. I think they feel the air pressure changing and they're coming down off the mountain. And as well, Neil, we always had testing your seaweed, which is if you went off and you didn't carry a coat and you got wet, my mom would say, oh, you didn't test your seaweed. And what it was they would hang the seaweed outside the door, a clump of it. And if the air was moist, the seaweed would pick that up and it'd be very malleable. But then if it was dry, the seaweed would be brittle. So you'd know then what the air was doing.
Unfortunately, we have a shortage of that in Cork City. But what about the cows then? This is where this all started. That's a load of old bullocks.
Lying down now, I wouldn't be too sure, because they're going to lie down anyway. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And they're probably going to lie down around the same time. But where they lie down, or they usually stand, what corner? So if they all kind of gather together and they're not eating and they're not kind of happy looking, I suppose is the best way of putting it, you know there's a storm coming. But the cows will also tell you where the storm is coming from, what wind, because they'll pick the corner of the field that's most sheltering.
Oh, so it might be more accurate to say that they will huddle together as opposed to lie down.
Lying down to God, because that's like, oh, if I fell asleep, it's going to be something, you know.
Yeah, no, because cows do that. But I thought it was birds are great indicators, or bees, for instance.
Birds and bees are, because they are controlled by the air. So they can feel almost the vibrations or the pressures or whatever is going on. So they'll react quickest. And of course, the goats up in the air, up in the mountain, they'll react as well.
And you also were chatting to Brenda about cats being a great indicator. Yes. In what way?
Well, now, if the cat is inside of an evening, you know it's going to be bad weather. And if they're looking at the fire, it's going to be all night. It's an all-nighter, stay in, there's nothing going to happen. But if the cat has his ass towards the fire, it's going to be a short, sharp shock, because he'll be ready to go out then. And did you ever hear the Taylor and Anstey story about the cat?
I love that book. Go on.
Yeah, it's one of my favourites. And so the tailor reckoned anyway, he was coming home from a fair and this cat stopped him. And he said, tell Tic-Tac-Toe that Ring-Ding-A-Ding is dead. So he came home anyway and he sat down by the fire and he had his dinner and he lit up a pipe and Anstey was running around the place. And he was telling this fella, you know, the strangest thing happened. That this cat stopped me, a big black cat stopped me on the way out of town. And he said, tell Tic-Tac-Toe that Ding Dong Day is dead. And the cat hopped up from the fire and he said, isn't it about time you told me? And ran out the door.
Oh, my God. May you never change with their wonderful storytelling. Yeah. It's great to catch up with you. What are the predictions so for the bank holiday weekend then? Because we're hearing wind and rain and stormy conditions, right?
I think it won't be too bad. There'll be one or two bad runs of it, but we're not going to have all day, every day. It'll be like, say, Friday evening, maybe Saturday morning or Sunday morning, but that's it. Things are looking good, you know. Can I just share a lovely little memory with you, Neil?
Yeah.
My mom, who grew up in the Cathedral Road there on Vincent Street and Wolstone Street.
Didn't know that.
She had a lovely memory of Easter, because they had a shop. And of course, like, they weren't allowed downtown when she was small. But on Good Friday, because everything was closed, they were allowed go down, and there was about five or six of them in the family. And they would pick what chocolate they were going to get. There was some shop in the North Main Street. And the girls would get hens. And they'd be all like, they'd be a flat hen coloured with icing and stuff.
Chocolate hen?
And it'd be flat. And there'd be all kinds of different colours and stuff like that. And you'd pick out what hen you wanted. And the boys got a fish. And they would pick the fish that they were going to have. And then the mom or the dad would go back down the Saturday and get them, but they were allowed down downtown when everything was closed.
Yeah, the only thing that would have been happening on the Good Friday way back in the day was the Easter procession, of course, that weekend. It was a massive event in the city. Would have been a rare treat way back in the day to get chocolate, as opposed to now you see kids with 5 and 10 Easter eggs. Mother of God Almighty, it's a different world.
Yeah, they're gone before Easter.
Yes. Long may it continue, the tradition of kids eating Easter eggs, for God's sake.
Oh, God, yes.
Life is
the whole lot of it, you know.
I hope you get a big chocolatey Easter egg for yourself this weekend, Sean.
No, I get the Dairy Milk bars with the egg in it. You know, the cream egg bars are yellow.
Love it. Keep all those posh ones. The simple ones are the best. Mind yourself, Sean.
See you now, and a happy Easter to
you. Take care, Sean the Shanachie. Text 0868 104 106. Pick up the phone on 0818 104 106. We're back after 10.